All right, Uriah, are you on the call?
Yes, Alan, I'm on the call.
Okay, then let us start with the first item of new GTLD substitute procedures. Let me tell you where we are in at large. We are valiantly trying to address the issues. As you know, it's a huge report, and what we have done so far is we're essentially have gone through the questions and tried to identify the ones where we believe there is a significant user either impact or we believe we need to say something, generally because we believe it's important to users. On occasion, there are things that we are commenting on because we believe it's important that we speak up. An example of that is on fees. Although the actual level of fees doesn't matter to users a lot, we feel that we have to make sure that the fee does not go down too low, because then it becomes a commodity, and we believe that the simple proliferation of TLDs essentially as something that can be stockpiled is not a good thing for the Internet. So we are speaking out on that on behalf of things like fees. But in general, we're trying to identify what the issues are that are relevant to users and try to formulate comments on them. And it's a huge amount of work. We do have a number of people working, and we are slowly making progress. The fact that the comment was extended, I think, gives us a running chance on actually having a response that is meaningful. I guess I'm curious how the GAC is faring. You two have a problem dealing with such a large document and such a diverse community you're working with.
Yes, Alan, if I may, and apologies for not being in the Adobe room, so I'm not able to raise my hand. Can I speak to this now?
Yes, please. We're just glad you're here at all.
Thank you. So, as you may guess, we're suffering the same problems, the very long report, but also the EPDP thing consuming all active members. We're trying also to compile GAC input. We were encouraged by the extension also. And it won't be a surprise because it's more or less based on previous GAC advice on the different topics under the different tracks. So we're trying to consolidate where we already had a consensus GAC advice and to see if there are new points that we need to tackle and to develop consensus input on. So something was initially shared with the GAC colleagues on the GAC mailing list from the leadership based on this compilation, but we haven't still heard any feedback on the specific points, so nothing final yet.
Okay. Yeah, I guess you're in a different position in that you have a long history of advice you have given, and you can just stand by it. We're not quite in the same position because although we were vocal along the way, during the implementation, at the same time as your advice was being given at various times, we weren't nearly as formal with it. So I think we're sort of starting almost from a zero base and moving forward. On top of that, I think there are things that we didn't really come up during the original discussion that are now being discussed. And fees, for instance, are an example of that. Or should this whole thing be cost recovery, which I don't think was considered at that point because there was simply a statement saying it would be cost recovery. Now with ICANN's financial situation not nearly as strong as it was, and we know there's not likely to be a lot of revenue associated with operation of the new TLDs, I think that changes the perspective a little bit, certainly from our point of view.
I fully agree. It sure does. And those are the points I was mentioning, that there are new points, as you rightly mentioned, that were not discussed within the GAC before, so we don't have a consensus GAC input on them yet. So those are the parts that we are taking some time to compile GAC input on.
All right.
I'm happy to share with you informally highlights of where we stand, if this would be useful to your discussions as well.
I think that would be very useful if you could do that.
Okay, sure.
All of our stuff is public, so it's easily shareable. How easy it is to process it right now, I'm not sure. But if we get to the point where it's something which is, you know, something that we can ship a document over or point you to something that's concise, I think we should do that as well.
Okay, sure. So informally, I'll share with you what we are discussing right now. It's under discussion. It has not been approved by the GAC yet.
Of course.
But I'll do this, and if there is anything you can share with us as well, it would be helpful. Thank you.
We'll do our best to pull it together. We have a meeting on it tomorrow, and I'll raise the issue there to see if we can try to point you to something that's usable. The next item is the EPDP and current developments. We are working hard at it. It's really clear from the first number of meetings that it's going to be a hard slog. The different factions are starting to show themselves, really, not surprisingly. Clearly, the registrars and registries simply want closure. They want something easy to implement, and they want security protection from, you know, being cited for failure to apply the GDPR. They don't have really strong interests other than to protect themselves and make their lives easier. The NCSG, with six voices at the meeting, are obviously putting a lot of effort and time into this. They're among the few people that are, other than registries and registrars and intellectual property people, that are clearly doing a lot of homework and putting positions forward. And, you know, at some point, anytime you put any position forward, it's better than silence. So they're in a strong position because of that. And I think the GAC, the ALAC, and ESSAC, and to some extent the intellectual property people, are sort of aligned with each other, but not nearly as working together as effectively.
Thank you, Alan. I also agree with you. I can see the GAC, ALAC, the IP group, and the ESSAC views are aligned. And you're right. I think if we consolidate views and work more together, maybe we can balance the discussion and make sure our views are well represented. I have to admit, I'm not part of the EPDP, so I don't really follow everything real time. I try to keep up with what's going on, but let me take this observation back to our small team. We have a small team from the GAC working on this. It's mainly the members and the alternates. They are the focal point between the GAC and the EPDP. So I'll make sure to convey this and to see how we can coordinate together.
Okay, thank you. I mean, an awful lot is going to focus ultimately on building the case that we have. Not even sure how to put it. Within at large, we've had lots of discussions on this, and you know, we keep on coming back to the fact, well, this has to be balanced, but from a GDPR point of view, it is going to be balanced, because ultimately we are going to have to convince the data commissioners that what we're doing is balanced. And the real challenge, the data commissioners, I think, are willing to accept, you know, absolute privacy, that we shut down who is. The rest of the European governments might not accept it, but I think the data commissioners would. So ultimately, our challenge is we have to make strong cases for not shutting it down and making sure we can get access. And much of the discussions that we need to have, we're not having yet. Exactly how do we determine who gets access and how easily? And I can easily see this going in ways that are not going to be very good, because law enforcement and cyber professionals are going to want relatively quick access to data. It's not enough to say law enforcement has due process. That can take 9 months. And so it's going to be the automated access that's going to be the real difficult part. And it's going to be hard for us to get that to happen, I think, because talking to registrars, they don't want to take risks of data being given out automatically and then they're accused of not honoring GDPR. So I see some real challenges ahead of us. And as I said, the privacy people are working really, really hard to shut as many doors as they can as quickly as possible.
Yeah, I cannot agree more with you. And as you already know, the accreditation and access are two topics that are of utmost importance to the GAC.
Yeah.
So how do you see the unified access model now being discussed? I mean, would it ultimately fit into the same process or...
Well, the unified access model really is the mechanism by which it will work with, you know, along with an accreditation model and stuff. And I know certainly registrars I have talked to, this is very informally, you know, really feel that they don't want to be able to do things on an automated basis, because that gives people too much access without having to really justify the need. And so I see the threat to the unified access model and essentially an automated unified access model as being registrars and registries don't want to take the risk of allowing that to happen. So that then translates to how do you get enough support for the accreditation model to have faith that the people who are accredited are trustworthy. And those are questions we really haven't dealt with at all. So I think we have to end up with a unified access model with automated access, but I don't know how we're going to do it, certainly not in the time frames we're looking at.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyone else wants to speak, please jump in. This doesn't need to be just me and Manal.
Oh, okay. So I'm Anna Nefsch.
I did it
because I'm having problems with my computer. I don't know why. So I'm in the conference call through my mobile. It's not
okay.
so easy, but okay. So I think I missed the first point on the new GTLE procedures, right? Because you already discussed it.
We did, and basically we said we're both working really hard with a a huge amount of work, and we're trying hard. And we, Manal volunteered to, when you have something that you can share, even if it's not yet approved, you'll do that, and we will do the same. And just to try to give you a heads up of where we're heading, where we're going.
Okay. I was thinking about what a joint discussion between GAC and ALAC could be on this on this question. I think that we are being too passive, and I think that we are only following ICANN's agenda, and we are not influencing the process anywhere. So I thought that maybe in Barcelona we could do something a little different during our joint meeting. So we don't have a report of impact saying for what the new GTLDs served for. So do we really need them? So I know that everybody is working on the new round, blah, 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 blah. But the thing is that governments and ALAC, they should discuss why do we need GTLDs, the new GTLDs. They were useful, what for? So I think that this kind of discussion among governments and internet users, it will be really interesting. So I think that we could prepare like three or four questions or two or three questions about that, and to have this kind of discussion. So it will be something different. It will be, let's see how we can, if we have any common ground somewhere, because we are being too passive. So it's always ICANN that is giving us the agenda, the dynamics, everything. So I think that we could be more active and influence somewhere.
Yeah, the whole concept of can we stop a new round is interesting. That would require a significant part of the board.
Well, I'm not saying that. Well, I don't think that I would like to say that we should interrupt or no. I think that we should have a discussion on what is the benefit that we received from the new GTLDs. So maybe we could influence the process and to make it better.
I mean, I'm not sure we're going to find a lot of benefits, but it's a good question to ask.
Well, I think that at least it could be a good discussion among some members of the GAC and from ALAC with these disturbing questions. Two or three, so it will trigger the discussion in a totally different way, and we would be more active. And I think that ICANN maybe would start to listen us in a different way, because GAC with ALAC could be much stronger together, right?
I'd like to think so.
Yeah. So if I may chime in here, and thank you, Anna, for thinking out of the box and for joining the
call. Right.
Uriah has his hand up, so we should let him get in.
I'm sorry. I'll go after him.
No, that's okay.
This is Uriah. We met with Anna in Tallinn at the ICANN Studio in Kreis. And we had a chance to discuss the agenda, what I think that the Anna's idea is that we should in Barcelona, we could like take a couple of steps back and see how this whole thing is doing and going, and have a sort of preliminary discussion on how we think that at the end of the process, when both ALAC and GAC have an opportunity to say, yes or no, what kind of feelings we have at this point on that. As Anna said, I mean, the idea is not to start, at, you know, we are late in the day now, the process is going, so the idea is not to try to stop everything and sort of double the works, but just to take a couple of steps back and see how it's going and whether eventually we have to prepare at the end of the day to a situation where we have to say no. Thank you.
Manel?
Yes, thank you, Alan. Thanks, Yorio and Anna. So my question would be, shouldn't we receive an answer for this question from the CCT review? I mean, I don't know about the final report, but I think the objective of this review is to is to evaluate the past rounds from a consumer and competition perspective. But, I mean, I stand to be corrected, and I frankly don't know where does this stand from the final report.
I don't know either. I know they keep on saying it'll be issued soon, but I'm not quite sure what the exact timing is. I don't know if anyone else on the call has any better information.
Well, I don't have any information about that. But I would like to have a report of impact, definitely, as soon as possible, and not one with 300 pages, because nobody's coming to read it. So it should be a very small report, maximum 30 pages for us to discuss. But if we are keeping waiting for ICANN to issue this, well, we are not being active. We are being totally passive. So it's always the dynamics of ICANN that are dictating what we should do. And so I'm trying to have this chance to have GAC and ALAC on the same page and to be active. So if we don't have this report, we should discuss this in a way that would show the importance that governments and ALAC perceive the situation and how could the process be better, and not to be so tied to the processes and to the policy processes in ICANN. It should be a political technical discussion. That's what I think that it should come up from these joint meetings. So it's not more of the same, and where two or three persons present the question, and then nobody asks for the floor, and that's it. So I think that we have to be active, and even if we don't have this report, we could have this discussion based on some questions that would trigger the discussion about the GTLDs, because we are wasting our time in discussing these things, and then it's always ICANN that takes the lead and etc. So it will be a good opportunity for them to see that GAC and ALAC, okay, they think alone, and they are on same page on something, and that, well, they should pay more attention of what we are saying, even if we are only advisory committees.
I think I agree with you. I'm not quite sure how to have that happen. ICANN is very, very good at building processes, and we've built a process
to evaluate
old TLDs, and that report hasn't come out yet, and I can guarantee you, when it comes out, it will not be 30 pages.
It will be like 300, and nobody's going to read
it. I'll share with you the RDS review team, which I chair, and I vowed we would not come out with a huge, unreadable report. Well, we've just issued our draft report, and it's 180-something pages.
Yeah.
When you start looking at the process and what I, you know, what we have been told we have to include and the formats, and you know, it just grew. And I suspect the other one's going to be the same. So that report is going on. We are spending an immense amount of time on how do we do a new round, but we never have asked the question, should we do a new round? And
right.
we've been asked, you know, we like you have a session with the board, and they have asked us a number of questions, and we've been asked to give some questions to the board. And as you're speaking, I just wrote down a question for the board. Why do we need new GTLDs? And if we don't, how do we stop this?
Right.
No one's asking that question. They're not allowed to ask the question.
It's
religion that we need new GTLDs.
Yeah.
The only thing we need to consider is because I think this review team is looking into whether the first round was useful and whether we need or how to learn to improve coming ground. I don't have their exact scope in mind now, but what I'm saying is that whatever discussion we will have should be informed by their final findings, just not to reinvent the wheel. We might not agree with the outcome, but at least to have an informed discussion, if you see what I mean.
I'm not disagreeing. I just don't quite know how we do that. We don't seem to be even asking the right questions in the general sense.
Okay. And they don't have an executive summary or anything that could be enlightening?
I'm sure they will. But we saw the draft report. What the draft report said is next time around we need more studies and more instrumentation because we really can't tell. So
okay, then I withdraw what I said, maybe because I haven't seen the report.
Well, the draft report certainly did not say anything very startling. And of course, they have a lot of people on that group who are strong supporters of the GTLD process. So it's really hard for them to come up with a consensus.
It's a huge machine.
Anything
I know.
Other than neutral or, you know, not very positive, but not very negative either. We value consensus in ICANN enough that sometimes we can't get a straight answer.
Absolutely. Wow. Actually, with this new world, with so many apps, etc., so GTLDs, should be discussing this kind of things because it's a waste of time and it's a waste of money, perhaps. And we have to be realistic. Government should be realistic. Allah can be realistic. GNSO cannot be realistic because ICANN, it's their work, so they have to find some work for ICANN. But it's not we don't have the same objectives. We are advisory committee, so we can think by ourselves. And
I have Olivier's hand up, but before that I must admit I would be intrigued to know what would happen if the GAC would give advice to the board not to proceed with another round. That would be very interesting.
That will never happen. Well, my point here is to have a discussion, not to have a conclusion. So it would be a free discussion. It would be like a brainstorming. And now we don't have to conclude anything. We have to reflect. It would be to have more food for thought. So it would be something for us to reflect and to think on the way forward in a different way, perhaps. So we don't and we should not conclude anything. We should discuss. And joint meetings are for this, right? To discuss together. And we don't have to conclude anything. For the time being.
Olivier.
Thanks, Alan. Olivier Capin-Leblanc speaking. Just at the recent ICANN student crisis, there was a question asked of all participants whether they would be in favor or against another round of new GTLDs. I can't tell you who said what because the meeting was conducted under Chatham House rules. But the only... it appears that the only interest would be from brands that would be interested in another round. It's also worth noticing that there was a strong pushback from many of the participants, including some that I was quite surprised to see as pushing back towards closed generics. That's it. Thanks.
All right. We've talked about two of the subjects, and I think we have some interesting potential talks we can do in Barcelona. We only have a 45-minute session, so I believe that's what we scheduled. So it's going to be a little bit tight. The third item on our agenda today was the joint GAC-ALAC statement signed in Abu Dhabi and a follow-on statement, which I gather Anna and Uriah have been working on. Uriah, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Ellen. Yeah, we went over my draft in Tallinn with Anna. And Anna,
yes.
do you have your version now so that it could be presented to this meeting?
No. I don't have... I didn't update it yet.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
I emailed you about that.
But anyway, I mean, this... Yeah, but perhaps we can when you have it ready, you could put to the list that includes all of us, and we could prepare, you know, that way already before Barcelona. Basically, the idea with that statement is simply that to say that thank you very much for the promises to have the Information Transparency Initiative, which will be operative 1919 or 1920.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, 2019.
Uriah, yes. I've got to go away from the call for a minute, so if you can take it over, I'll be back as soon as I can.
All right. Okay. Okay. That's okay.
Did you ever
think... So, Yuriu, if I may?
Yes.
So, do we know how the ICI initiative relates to our joint statement? I mean, in order to be more specific with our concerns, does it cover what we agreed on in the joint statement? But our concern is that it would take very long to achieve this, or it doesn't even cover what we asked for.
Well, both actually. The ITI is basically about organizing the documents better. I mean, to have a proper document managing system which ICANN doesn't have now, and it will happen according to the ICANN website. The delivery of the system is expected in December 2019. But also it does not answer to all our questions, because what we asked for were summaries, executive summaries and synopsises and so on and so forth in connection with the documents issued by ICANN. So basically our follow-up statement concentrates on this and asks ICANN to implement some of these easily implemented things, that is to say, summaries and synopsises to documents. Thank you.
Thank you, Yorio. Then I would say it would be good if we have those clearly identified in whatever document we come or statement we come up with, because we keep following up on our statement and we keep being referenced to the ICI initiative. So what I mean is that we need to be more specific this time, that this is not the answer and this is why.
Exactly, exactly. This is the, yes.
Yeah, the other thing, sorry, it's Alan, I'm back, and sorry, I wasn't muted before, I should have been. The other thing that ALAC will be working on over the next year or so is to try to get documents out, not only the synopses of documents, but essentially translation documents. And when I say translation, I don't mean in other language. I mean into something that could be understandable by our communities. And I suspect the same applies within governments. That if you
Absolutely.
Have something, if you have something that could you could take back, that someone who doesn't understand ICANN acronyms could understand what we are doing or why we are doing something, that would be valuable to you as well. So
Absolutely.
Certainly we're going to be working very hard to try to push for that, and if we do it, if we do that jointly, that also may help.
Excellent.
Manav,
yeah,
what
definitely.
Do you think?
Let's.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think this is excellent. Let's coordinate together and again, we're all suffering because of our new members, lack of resources, and complexity of issues. So it would be really lowering the barriers to participation, as we would have wished, to make things simplified. Not only translated, but also simplified for people to understand and digest very quickly.
Yep. Thank you. Yeah, our challenge is to get more people involved. But if we can't explain what we're doing in ways that they can understand, there's just no way to get someone involved. You almost have to trap them first, and to do that, mm-hmm. you need things they'll understand.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Anyone else? We had any other business item. I'm not sure we have anything. No one's mentioned anything yet. Anna or Uriah, do you have any last words?
What is the way forward now?
Well, I like your idea of taking a tact on the new GTLDs of let's try to formulate. I'll let you and Uriah work on the wording, but try to formulate a question we can put to both of our groups. And I think we should put it to them beforehand to allow people to think about it and come up with, half a dozen answers. I know from my community, the vast majority of people will probably say, we don't really need new GTLDs. We have seen very little benefit from them. If you look at what we said initially, why do we want new GTLDs, we said IDNs. But if you now look at how successful were the IDN new GTLDs, there's a few that I think are successful, but not many. So the question of why do we want them, should we only have certain kinds of new TLDs for the next round, I think are all valid questions. So I'll leave it to the two of you to formulate it. I think on the EPDP, we don't have the luxury of waiting for Barcelona. If we're going to if we're going to try to start working together, we have to do it a lot sooner than Barcelona. So, you know, we have to think about how we can get some sort of focus group to at least talk to each other on a regular basis, or maybe just a back chat that we can use during the calls, so that we're not completely in isolation. So I think that one we have to think about quicker than Barcelona. By then it's going to be too late. And I like the direction we're heading on the ALAC and GAC statement. So I think let's see if we can come up with something, you know, to practice what we preach, a short and concise statement that says what we want.
Okay.
I see Uriah has his hand up. Please go ahead, Uriah.
Yeah, this is Uriah. Thank you. Yeah, I think that this is pretty much the these 3 points plus A or B could be our agenda for the for Barcelona for now. But there's still time, of course, to react to new events. On this new GTLD subsequent procedures, sort of principal discussion that Anna suggests, I think that that would be a sort of, would also serve as a warning shot, as like a shot across the bow, as I say, that that would actually make it easier for us to get accepted some sort of points that we're still sort of talking about in these various work tracks. Thank you.
Okay. I think we probably should, we don't necessarily need a formal call, but we should probably have an informal checkpoint maybe 3 weeks or so before the meeting, beginning of October, let's say, and see where we are and make sure we're all on the same page. So essentially, we'll keep on working quietly in the background for for September, and then check to check with each other in beginning of October.
Yeah, and we'll keep working together and with Anna and of course keeping everybody informed.
Oh yes, please. If you have any write-up or anything in writing that you can share in advance, I like Alan's idea that we share them also with our corresponding communities to have them think about the questions and have an interactive discussion when we meet face to face.
Well, if we're going to submit something in a few weeks, we better start. We better have some preliminary drafts soon. So I'm hoping we will have something to share. All right, any final words?
Just to thank Iorio and Anna very much for the discussion and for their meeting in Tallinn and for the agenda of today's call and for preparing for the face-to-face. I mean, so much in a very short time. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Manal.
And thank you, Anna. It's great to have you with us, and it'll be nice
thank
to actually
you.
Work face-to-face when we see you in Barcelona.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank
bye-bye.
Keep in touch.
Thank you.
And keep in touch. Thank okay.
You.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you, Alan.
Bye-bye.
And
bye.
Thanks to all ALAC. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great rest of the day.